Service capacity. Here we discuss how service capacity differs from product capacity and how to design services to account for demand variability. The service capacity planning of the case study hotel group is also covered. Scarcity and perishability of service component. In manufacturing, capacity is the ability of resources to produce a product per time period. Measuring capacity is straightforward. The demand for a product can be exploded, for example, by a bill of material, and then converted into measurable resource requirements such as quantities and timing. In service industries, capacity is often subject to scarcity, may be expensive to obtain, and is a risk once obtained because it increases fixed costs and the break-even point, the amount of revenue needed to break even. Determining and maintaining the right level of capacity is important in service industries. However, doing this is not as straightforward as in manufacturing. Service industries cannot inventory output from excess capacity. Their services are inherently perishable. A hotel room has a shelf life of 1 day, and an airplane seat provides capacity only for the scheduled flight. As W. Earl Sasser noted in a Harvard Business Review article, services are produced and consumed almost simultaneously. In addition, because of the large role customers play, demand is more complex and difficult to predict. Service design for demand variability. Service industries design themselves to manage the tension between the conflicting goals of satisfying the customer and operating efficiently. Attempts to resolve this trade-off usually focus on ways to expand or decrease capacity, since managers in service industries generally have more control over capacity than they have over demand. For example, a law firm can call in temporary workers when an urgent filing deadline arises or research is needed for a filing. It cannot change the deadline, at least not often, or the nature of the case. In Customer-Introduced Variability in Service Operations, Francis Frey focuses on ways to manage customer-introduced variability in load, including when customers want to be served, what types of service they request, how able and willing customers are to become involved, help themselves, what type of experience the customer expects. Service industries can use the concept of customer-introduced variability to design their operations. For each type of variability, they can find ways either to reduce the impact of customer load or accommodate it. For example, an insurance company finds that its customer service department is flooded with calls on the morning of the first business day after a weekend. Some calls are from brokers, who represent large portions of the company's business, and some are from individual customers. The company can reduce the impact by changing the hours that customer service takes calls from individual customers. They could accommodate the extra load by scheduling additional representatives for that time period. Here are tactics a service organization could use to adjust capacity to service expectations. Change the level of the workforce, for example, seasonal workers, by hiring/laying off part-time or full-time workers or acquiring/releasing contractors. Cross-train employees to enable flexible adjustments to areas of high demand. Increase customer participation by using automated self-service processes, for example, check-in kiosks at airports. Rent equipment to augment the effect of an increased workforce. Expand or renovate facilities to improve worker efficiency, for example, add pharmacies to more areas of a hospital. Employ automation, for example, automated phone systems. Extend service hours. This may level the load across time. Use better scheduling tools and practices, for example, flight crew scheduling. Some solutions can be implemented quickly, for example, extending hours, while others require months of preparation, for example, hiring new staff. Some may manage capacity but create other costly issues. Capacity management in service industries must therefore be assessed against other factors, such as impact on customer satisfaction, impact on employee morale and engagement, cost and difficulty of changing workforce contracts, cost of hiring, training, and termination, cost of losing government incentives for hiring or incurring penalties for workforce reduction. Hotel group case study capacity planning. Capacity challenges can occur at all levels of capacity planning. Early in its history, the hotel group faced a major capacity decision about whether it would open a resort near Disney World. Fortunately, good planners assessed the market carefully. Good locations were already owned by Disney, but there was still enough real estate available that the hotel group could expect even more competitors to enter the market. Many of them would be expert at low-cost hotel operations, which would appeal to the family demographic. the hotel group decided to invest in capacity in other markets. At a rough-cut capacity planning level, the hotel group designs its properties with enough amenities to satisfy the number of rooms. This is a difficult decision. It is tempting to add more rooms that generate revenue rather than pools or exercise rooms that do not generate revenue. However, without enough amenities to satisfy customer expectations, the property's appeal will suffer. Reservations will decline. Promotional packages are also designed to fill excess capacity during less popular travel times. On a detailed capacity planning level, property managers know their busy seasons when they can anticipate overflow capacity. Like the airlines, they overbook according to a carefully reviewed percentage to compensate for no-show reservations. They have contracted with local agencies to provide temporary housekeeping staff for those periods. They had also empowered employees to suggest ways to manage capacity imbalances. One employee, for example, suggested using phone texts to handle guests who arrived before their rooms were prepared. They could complete their check-in, store baggage, and begin other activities, for example, shopping, sightseeing, or business meetings. When their rooms were ready for occupancy, guests would receive a text. Check-in and check-out times are always problematic capacity challenges for hotels. One way the hotel group deals with the issue is to have small kiosks that can be opened at peak periods and staffed by cross-trained employees, for example, bell captains, who can complete guest services. The hotel group was also an early adopter of computer-assisted checkouts. This would relieve the usual congestion at the front desk during checkout periods.